When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 12/18/18. Well, that means there's 13 days left to this year. You know, life is a process. You have ups, you have downs. Hopefully, you have more ups than downs. But in large measure, you can't control that. But what you can do is control your actions, your attitudes. In any event, you're about to hear from somebody who's had his shares of ups and downs, but is on the upswing now. First and foremost, as always, feel free to be a part of the show and write us. Email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. I'm about 60, 70 emails back right now, but I will get to yours as quickly as possible, probably within the next day or two. I promise you that. We answer all, and if it's a great question, we'll read it on the show or perhaps even have you on the show to discuss it. And so there's ups, there's downs. Life is a roller coaster. Matt Bertram, you are on the roller coaster right now, and it's heading up, and hopefully it'll keep heading up for you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kerry. It's great to be here, and it's great to be on a peak right now. I've been in a lot of valleys, but definitely happy to be where I'm at today.
So just tell us, you were successful at first. Just tell us what happened. And how old are you, by the way?
I'm 35 right now. And you know, my story started back in college. I had a great career in college, got a great job out of school, pharmaceutical rep. I'm from Houston, Texas. I went to Texas A&M and moved out to Florida, was doing all kinds of great things in the pharmaceutical industry. I was in a leadership development program. We were top sales, all sorts of things. I was a company man. And, you know, 2008 hit, 2009 hit, and they let go of, I think, 90% of the sales force across the U.S. They really scaled down. I had to move back to Texas in a used car. I didn't tell you this in the pre-interview, but I had a company car. I had my everything was paid for. I mean, life was good, right? I bought a $2,000 like Honda Accord with 190,000 miles on it that I was driving back from Florida, and before they had moved me all the way out there. And so I had moved back. I didn't have a lot of my network in Houston because I'd been out there for about 5.5 years trying to find a job when the credit crisis was frozen. That was when my GE couldn't pay its bills. I mean, back then, if you kind of think back to that time. And so I took a job at all commission recruiting. It was based on a draw system, and it was quite different. I made about a third of the income that I had made previously as a pharmaceutical rep. I was working in like a class C or D or F. I don't know if there's even an F rated building.
Yeah, C is
old
C's
furniture.
Enough.
Like it was quite a wake up, and I was doing cold calling and. Outside sales is much different than inside sales. I was getting hung up on, and I was just like, man, where has my life taken me? Right. And, the reason though, I took that job was one, it was one of the only jobs that was available, but two was Previously, I had a product that I could, that I was selling for somebody else, a pharmaceutical drug. And I had a great network, but when they told me they don't need me to help promote their product anymore, I had to go find a new product, and I wanted to find a product that I could control and I could create. And so I had a little bit more control of my financial destiny. And so recruiting or headhunting, I could create that product, right? And it's you go find a person that wants to work at a company, you connect it with the company that wants to hire, and then you take, you know, 20-30% of their salary. Very difficult industry, but very lucrative. After I learned the model, I decided I could take it out on my own. I grew that company. I did about $850,000 in my first year. That was far in excess of what I've ever made as a pharmaceutical rep. And then my first year, you know, making under $30,000, cold calling, learning a new industry, was quite tough. And then I sold that for quite a bit of money after about 2 to 3 years, going into kind of the third year at the end of the second year. And, life was high, and I said, hey, I want to do something new. I'm going to start a company. And I started a company in an industry I knew nothing about. I gave a bunch of contractors over $100,000 to do all kinds of things, to search engine optimization, pay-per-click advertising, all kinds of things to grow this startup that I had. It was much based on technology. And that completely failed, right? So I was kind of back down again. I was like, why did I sell this company? What did I do with my life? And then, you know, I got on with an agency because I really wanted, it was like a stock, right? It was like a stock that you don't want to, you don't want to sell even though it's gone down, right? So I lost $100,000. I invested in internet marketing, but I wasn't ready to quit. And I wasn't ready to sell that stock realize that loss. So that continued to pull me further and further into internet marketing, reading books, watching YouTube videos, just self-educating myself. Okay, I really believe it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, you know, you made it, you had it at the big pharma. They dumped you for whatever reason, yep, having nothing to do with you, just the economy. Then you do it again. You become successful, sell the company, and then, you know, you're back to square one again. So failure. So what about the lessons of failure here? Because obviously you were failing here. What'd you learn from your failures?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Egypt is on the verge, once again, becoming a world-renowned gold producer. The Golden Age is being rediscovered. For millennia, ancient Egyptian kingdoms prospered from unparalleled riches. Pharaohs built their empires and flaunted their abundant wealth that was made possible by the country's resource-rich gold deposits. Despite this rich history, modern Egypt remains one of the most underdeveloped gold mining countries in the world. Aton Resources is at the center of the modern Egyptian mining world, diligently working both as the only public exploration company in Egypt today and as the advocate for mining reform with the Egyptian government. However, those that arrive early, like Aton, will reap the best rewards. Aton's discovery of the legendary lost mountain of gold at Radruin and its current aggressive drilling program there could potentially reap those rewards. Aton Resources is focused on its 100% owned Abu Marwat concession in the Arabian Nubian Shield, located 200 kilometers north of Sentimen Sakkari's world-class gold mine. Aton possesses first-mover advantage in the underfollowed jurisdiction of Egypt, which is currently undergoing mining reform. To stay on top of Aton's latest drill results and news, go to AtonResources.com. Aton trades on the TSX-V under the ticker AAN and on the OTC under the ticker ANLBF.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Well, you know, I think that if you're going to invest or you're going to invest time, money, or energy into anything that you don't really fully understand, I think it's very dangerous. Okay. Especially when you're putting money into some kind of black box, right? Mm-hmm. If you're saying, oh, I'm going to give this company money to do internet marketing. It was a black box. Also, I was going into an industry that was, similar to recruiting, but wasn't recruiting. And there was all kinds of nuances. And so I was learning on my nickel, right? I wasn't learning on somebody else's nickel, and I wasn't following the path of what other successful people had done. I was kind of, cutting a new way. And I just think that that's really, really dangerous. If you don't have a good understanding of something, you really want to educate yourself before taking a move. It's a lot like hiring. You want to hire slow, fire fast, but you want to really know what you're going to get into. Is I think the biggest lesson for me, because once you get in and you invest a certain amount of time or energy, it's hard to figure out what direction to go. You know,
I see. So, all right. And then, what happened after that?
Well, it was a up, it was a down, it was a really high up again. And then it was another, I was going to take it to the next level up. And I kind of fell flat on my face doing something that I didn't completely understand, but I had invested all this time and energy of learning, the internet marketing aspect, the SEO, the pay-per-click. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to just start my own agency. I'm going to go work for somebody. I'm going to follow the path of someone that's kind of done it before. And so, I linked up with a company, got in there, and I was like, look, you know, I was answering the phone, and I was like, man, I was running a multi-million dollar company, and now I'm like answering phones, like, where has life taken me? And I started to realize that this company was quite a bit dysfunctional. And being a headhunter, I'd seen how a lot of companies are run. I had run my own company, and really a lot of web designers and internet marketers are not business people. And so there's across the industry, there's some common problems and dysfunction in industries. And so I got on with a company called eWeb Results, and, the owner had kind of plateaued for the last couple of years in growth, and he was looking for a way to continue to grow. He couldn't figure out kind of what to do next. He had been an entrepreneur all his whole life, so he hadn't seen all these other kind of options. I came in with a similar model to how I grew the recruiting company, which was kind of based on the model that I had learned previously, applied that to this. And in a year and a half, I've been there a year and a half, I'm now the CEO of the company. So we came in, we cleaned house, and then we continued. I hired people because I knew how to recruit, and we've grown the company. We've tripled actually the company's sales and client base. And I hired 14 people over the last year. So,
amazing.
So I'm kind of, we're on the upswing, and I, with all the lessons that I've learned, I think the trajectory is a lot higher. So I kind of feel like I've had these ups and downs, but every up and every down are bigger.
So,
you know what I mean?
So Matt, what can other people learn from your experience here? If you got somebody who says, Matt, I've watched your career, you've gone up and down, what can you teach me?
Well, I think the thing that I have learned over the last, I guess, 10, 15 years is if you're making money or you have disposable income, I believe investing in yourself, investing in your capabilities, investing in increasing your knowledge base in certain areas is probably the best investment you can make. Like, I think you want to invest in yourself. Like, if I put money in the stock market, like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to do. There's too many factors that I can't control. But if I go to a training seminar and I learn some stuff, or I study at night, and or I read books, I was reading about a book a week, that 10,000 hours to expert, I can decrease the time to get there, because I've been able to stand in the room with people that have been in the industry 10, 15 years and go toe to toe.
So that's
and
great
talk on that level.
So that's a great point. 10,000 hours to mastery. I think that was Malcolm Gladwell. And once you become an expert in one thing, then it's much easier to become an expert in something else, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think your experiences build on themselves. And so you want to kind of figure out where your goal is, and then build your steps to get there. And if you don't have that goal, And I think if you don't have that hope, right? And I think that people, if they're down on their luck or they've lost their job or they're trying to figure it out, what I think that they're missing more than anything else is they don't have that goal to shoot for. And they don't have that hope to drive in that direction to see where they're going. They're maybe kind of lost trying to figure out what to do. And I can say, I know as soon as I kind of put the plant, like the stake in the ground and said, all right, this is where I'm going. This is my mission. This is my purpose. This is where I'm going. And I'm investing my time and energy to go towards that. When success really starts to happen. If you just kind of put your head down and start going in that direction, putting one foot in front of the other.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a reasonable lesson to take from it. Your experiences definitely are interesting and not at all unique. I mean, many of you out there have gone through similar things as Matt. So, Matt, if people want to find out more about you, learn about your journey, where is the best place for them to connect with you on the web?
Well, you know, you can find me on all the social media platforms at Matt Bertram Live. But probably the best way to connect with me is at ewebresults.com. I've recently come out with a book that hit Amazon bestseller. It's called Build Your Brand Mania, and it's how to build your personal brand online. And it's a lot of my own experiences. It's about my story and how you can do it too. Because the other thing that I'll say is this agency that we have about 22 people at now, I have zero salespeople. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's all been generated through inbound marketing. And so in the book, I go through the steps on how to get there. We also have a podcast that's been going for about 9 years. I'm now the co-host of it, called The Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. And so that's really that education-based internet marketing education. And we really try to provide that transparency. And it really goes with my core principles of really trying to understand who you're going to be working with, what they're going to be doing, so you don't put money into a black box. So I always encourage people to go check that out. It's on all major platforms. It's syndicated out there. Check that out. And if you know you have a business that is in need of some internet marketing growth or some SEO, check us out at ewebresults.com.
All right. Hey, excellent. And we'll have a link to your site in the show notes of this interview on Financial Survival Network. Make sure you check out financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for our newsletter. It's sent out more or less weekly whenever I get around to it. Hey, and while you're at it, take a look. If you're on YouTube, then please share, like, subscribe, or subscribe, like, and share, whatever order you want to do it in. We love to have you listening. And emails, be a part of the show, kl@kerrylutz.com. Matt, thanks so much. Been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Kerry. Appreciate it.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.